FM.
What's it like to be transgender?
What's it like to survive a plane crash?
What's it like to have COVID?
What's it like to be blind?
What's it like to be a drug addict?
What's it like to be shot?
What's it like to be an undercover cop?
What's it like to be a contact tracer?
What's it like?
Today's What's It Like To? It's what's it like to have a job that I didn't know existed?
Oral hygienist? Yeah, this job is like so super interesting. And like you, Beck, I had no idea that it existed.
Dietitian?
Yeah, there you're playing. This is good.
It is a professional cuddler.
And we've got one on the line. Please, all the way from Los Angeles in America, introduce yourself, professional cuddler.
Hi, I'm Keely. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Okay, Keely, I think the first thing we've got to do is say, what do you do for a job? This is a full-time serious job.
It is how I make my entire living. I am a cuddle therapist. I work with a company called Cuddlist, and I cuddle people for a living. I'm also a boundaries and consent educator, and I teach group facilitation workshops called Cuddle Party.
How do you become a cuddler?
There's several ways into it. I highly recommend the training with Cuddlist. I have different trainings and certifications in different kinds of disciplines, but specifically for professional cuddling or therapeutic touch, there are a few different institutes, and you can get a certification for this work. I also have studied internal family systems therapy. I've also studied somatic experiencing and somatic body work. Things like that.
What's so important about a cuddle? And I love cuddling. Like, I love cuddling my kids. I love cuddling my wife, although she's not that into it too much.
Oh, man, where do I start? So first of all, physiologically, cuddling is really, really healthy for you. When you cuddle, you produce oxytocin. Oxytocin boosts your immune system. It lowers your heart rate. It lowers your blood pressure. It decreases the levels of cortisol in your body. Cortisol is the stress hormone. It increases your feelings of community, connection, and inclusivity. So it does a lot of things. That's the parts of the brains that fire up when you produce oxytocin. So it physiologically does a lot for us, and it also impacts our mental and emotional well-being.
Hey, so Keely, what do you charge for a cuddling session?
So in US dollars, it's $200 an hour.
$200 an hour, and that's a one-on-one cuddle session?
Yes, exactly. I also have virtual sessions, which is its own whole thing. And those are $100 an hour. And then there's group facilitation workshops, and those are by ticket price.
Tell me, if I bought your cuddle service for an hour, and so that's about, what, $260 Australian for an hour, what do I get? I go to your office or you come to my house, and what do we do?
The first is a check-in, and we start off with our opening agreement. This is kind of a ritualized process that is what makes this work accessible. We are agreeing to be respectful and honor each other and set this time and set this space so that we can utilize it for your self-care. And then for the duration of the session, we get to explore the things that you're looking on exploring in your life. So some of my clients are processing grief or trauma. Some of my clients are looking for connection and authenticity in a very high stress or high demand world or in job environment. Some of my clients are simply looking for symptom relief from depression or anxiety. And some people are just, they're just wanting companionship. Depends on what you're looking for.
Has anyone ever crossed the line with you? Like thought it was something else, you know what I mean?
No, part of the training for this job is having exquisite mastery of boundaries and consent communication. So I have a screening process. We talk very candidly about what's going to happen and what isn't going to happen. I make it really, really clear that if they're looking for something that I don't provide, they're just going to be disappointed and they're going to waste money. And none of those things anyone wants to do. People don't want to be disappointed and they don't want to waste their money.
I've got this theory that is, I think someone told me ages ago, and I think it's so true, and I do it to my kids all the time, that if you want a meaningful cuddle, and everyone at home should try this, like cuddle your partner or friend or kids or whatever, but the cuddle has to go for 8 seconds at least. And there's something about a longer cuddle where I really feel like there's a better connection, and maybe it's the things you're talking about earlier, but there's something about cuddling someone for 8 seconds.
So do you want me to geek out about some neuroscience real quick?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So we have different nerve ending receptors in our bodies and in our skin specifically. In the parts of the skin that are marked by, you can tell that this type of skin or this type of nerve cell is there is because hair grows. So think of the back of your hand or your arm, and you have a nerve ending, and it has a long scientific name, but in the science community it's called nerve ending type C. It's not the same kind of nerve ending that detects heat. Right? It's not the same kind of nerve ending that detects pressure or a cut, right? Those things go immediately to your brain. This type of nerve ending type C, once you have skin-to-skin contact, once you have touch, it takes longer for your brain to process it. So that's why the 8 seconds or 8 minutes is really important, because that nerve ending, those brain cells that are fired when you're cuddling to produce oxytocin, they take longer.
Good fact.
I love it. And can people recommend sort of more of a squeeze than a gentle hold? Do you have different pressures for different customers?
I actually kind of love this question. So there's different kinds and textures and temperatures and flavors of touch. So what you're getting at is compression. So some people really love compression type touch. That's that deep, like really big squeeze hug. Some people really like gentle. So much more skin, like fingertips, gentle caressing of the arms or whatnot. And some people like scratches, like nails, and some people like massaging. There are different types of touch for different types of people, and it really is to your preference.
It's interesting, we see this behavior in all primates, don't we? Like, as far as the monkeys and chimpanzees go, they are big on cuddling.
Absolutely. A really great example is kind of like aquatic mammals. You'll see them, and the reason why I use them as an example is because we don't think of necessarily like whales as being cuddly, but they absolutely will, like, find ways to connect it physically and like bump into each other and whatnot. And so all mammals have that need.
So speaking about the touch and the different types of touch and how important the touch is, how do you conduct virtual sessions?
Yeah, so virtual sessions are were born from the pandemic. And it's kind of interesting how we've adapted to the things that we had to adapt to survive. So there are a couple of exercises that I lead people in. Part of the virtual sessions is just empathetic listening, holding some really great space for someone if they need to get, you know, unburden or talk about, vent, whatever they need to get off their chest. Another part of it is leading them through exercises. One thing that we do is called mirror touch. And so I will do and describe an action as we're on a Zoom call. So I might say, okay, place your hands on either side of your cheeks, like a grandmother would come and gently place their hands on your face as if they really adored and loved you so, so, so much. And then I instruct the client to do that as well. And I might say, all right, wonderful. Now, gently with your fingertips from your forehead, stroke down the sides of your face, down past your eyes and cheeks to your chin in a way that might feel really comfortable for you. And we'll go along step by step. And what it does is the brain, like, sees the action happening in another person. You feel it on your skin. And because our brains are like really, really smart, we're pattern, you know, recognizing machines as people. It's like, oh, I know what's happening. I get this. I see what I'm supposed to do. And you can produce oxytocin that way.
Well, Keely, how fascinating. A professional cuddler with cuddlers. Thank you so much for being our guest on What's It Like today.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Beck, Causey and Levo. SAFM.